we went to Jamaica, and this group here gave up their time. They paid to go. They gave up Thanksgiving with family, and they worked hard. You would be proud of your family that was in Jamaica, because they did a great job of witnessing with their actions and with their words. And we got a lot of work done. We sweat a lot. I mean, it was about 88, 89 during the day, and at night it would cool off to 76 or so. It was a great experience. And whenever we go on these trips, one of the ladies that goes with us, and her and her husband came here and kind of gave us an orientation before we went, is Butch and Penny Arden. And Penny's quote, I call her Saint Penny. Saint Penny's quote is, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape." Now, and you learn on these mission trips, but I think we need to learn in our lives that being flexible can be a good thing, because it keeps us from getting bent out of shape. Sometimes we've just got to kind of go where things are going. And when you get in Jamaica, you find out pretty quick, if you don't go with the way things are going, you will be bent out of shape, because it changes really quick. Whether it's on the bus, all of a sudden, whoa, hold on, where are we going and what is going on? We're in this lane, then we're in this lane, then we're in this. It's something. Or when we're on the job, say, we're going to get this done, let's focus on this. And next thing you know, they're pulling you. No, we want to focus on this. And then one night we're supposed to do this thing, and then all of a sudden, no, we're not doing that, we're doing this instead. It's crazy the way things change, but it's good. And I had Bill get on that end, because he's going to start, because I got a couple more things I want to say. But each morning, we did a devotion. Different people led a devotion out of James. So we looked at that in the morning, and then in the evening, as we just kind of gathered around, we would look at a passage from 1 John, and then we just kind of share what we experienced during that day. And it's amazing where the two of those would meet, what we heard in the morning and what we heard in the evening. But 1 John 3:16 to 18 says, "We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." You go to a third world country, those are tough words. Because everywhere you look, there's people in need. And it's trying to figure out, where is God calling me to step in? And where is it I just need to support? You know, it's difficult. You wrestle with it, but it also helps us focus on where God may be speaking to us, just instead of just what we are doing or what we have planned. So I want you to hear this morning. I want you to listen as each one shares their experience in Jamaica. And when we go on these trips, it's taking us into a different environment, so it's a different feel. And we become more attuned to what God might be saying or doing because we're out of our norm. But hear what they have to say, and hear what God may be saying about how we can apply these things in our lives every day here, because this is the mission field we live in. So we've all got missions. And I hope, as you hear also, God might speak to some of you and say, hey, next time, you're going with them. We'd love to have you. And just to give you an idea, in case you think, yeah, that's something I think I might like to do. It costs, I would say, if you set aside $1,500, that would cover everything, including your spending money, most likely. Who knows what inflation's going to do. But about $1,500, you got enough money, and it's going to cover your food and your lodging, your transportation or work, all those things, plus your spending money, unless you spend a lot. So just be thinking about that as well. Bill, if you would come and share from James and share what God's laid on your heart.
Yes, the mission trip was didn't have any expectations going in, but God was there for sure. In your bulletin is also the scripture verse that happened to be, I didn't know it. I thought I had James 3, but it got mixed up in the schedule. Ended up being James 2, 14 through 26. These were the verses that were part of my devotional time for our group, which when I was going to use part of this as part of my testimony. And then Pastor, somehow, God-driven, praise the Lord, put it in the bulletin. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? I'm like back there in the kitchen, I'm like, hey, what's going on here? So anyway, if you don't mind, follow along. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a great day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, by faith, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith and others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember our ancestor Abraham, who was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as scriptures say. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called a friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab, the prostitute, was another example. She was shown to be right with God, but her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as a body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. So as part of that, in my testimony, is that, I've always had a mindset of being doubtful that I can do anything. What can I do? And in this trip, me and Angie haven't raised four kids, and we are where we're at in life. But on this trip in particular, the group of people that came together, most of us didn't know each other. Butch and Penny, Arben, are amazing. Our first meeting, me and Andrew were very relieved to know that he had everything in control. He's done this, I think this was his 12th trip or 11th trip. So he's been there quite a few times. He knew the lay of the land. He knew all the idiosyncrasies that go on in a mission trip. We were spoiled, I will say, spoiled. You know, you think of mission trip, we're going to be tenting, out in the wilderness and trying to work on a church, putting things together. No. I would say we had it pretty close to a resort. In the backyard, there was a stream, and most of the people went dipped in the water, and they usually used it to bathe. It was more water pressure there than we had in the place we were staying at the mission house, but it was amazing. I would just like to you know, give a big shout out to the team. A lot of great people. We came together. We worked well together. A lot of things got done. All in the name of Jesus. And I would be remiss if I didn't give a big shout out to Bowman with a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who's next? And I usually don't go first on anything. I was the last person in class to go anywhere, you know, first. Anyway.
Me too, Bill.
Yeah.
If I knew I'd go second, I'd have set it over here. How y'all doing today? I'm just glad to be here and be up here to talk in front of y'all. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. We had a good time. Preacher, he's a working machine. He worked me 3 or 4 days straight until I vomited. Ain't that right, preacher?
It's right.
Nah, he didn't work. The first part wasn't true, but the second part was about me vomiting. But anyways, we had a good time. Met a lot of good people. Everybody there was just come up to you like they knew you. We worked with a lot of good people, just like Bill said, Penny and Butch. You didn't have to do nothing. They knew everything, wherever to go, what we was doing, all that. And let's see. I don't know about Bill's room, but my room, I had so much water pressure, about beat the skin off my face. I don't know if it was a shower head or what. Yeah, but a lot of difference in between here and there. I mean, you just can't run out to Walmart or Family Dollar or whatever and get something. You're stuck. I miss my tater chips and everything else like that. Yeah, I have to pack a whole suitcase full. And Sydney, man, I'm proud of Sydney. She amazed me. She didn't want to fly. She got on the plane. She flew. She loved it. She wants to fly more. And she worked hard. I'm very proud of her. Kenny and Caleb, man, they're working machines too. Kenny talks so much that, shoo. I didn't think he had a voice until we got down there, man. He's a talking machine. In the pasture, when he preached down there Sunday after we got all the church and everything done, all the concrete and painted and all that, he preached his sermon. Man, he done good. I was perhaps best sermon I've heard him preach yet.
People saved, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, they was probably, what, 3 or 4 or 5? Yeah, people got saved down there that day. It was pretty amazing. And I met some friends down there, but I got to point out one of them. His name was Chester. They called him Madman or Machete Man. But you got that picture up there? Okay, yeah, but he was my buddy. he felt bad for me down there first day. He thought I must have thought I'd been had it bad because he gave me money down there the first day. but he was something. He was different. And then we was leaving out there, go back to the airport, and we happened to see him sitting up on the bank in front of a sign when we was leaving up there, didn't we? I guess he was wanting to send us off, but. Yeah, old Chester. What else I got to say here? Lindsay, I'm proud of Lindsay, too. She's a pretty amazing wife, and she does a lot of things for us and other people. And I love being part of this and glad I was able to be a part of it. And I hope to be able to do it again someday. And that's all. Oh, I remember this part. Pastor was preaching. He said, Bob Marley got it right. One love, one heart. We all got to get it together and we'll be all right. So so that's all I got to say here. I appreciate y'all listening to me. And I thank the Lord that I'll just be able to get up here and speak and able to do the trip. Thank y'all.
So we're told to take 3 minutes. I'll try to take 3 minutes. So I want to introduce myself. One thing that we were able to do was introduce ourselves to the culture and to the people of the area. I mean, they didn't know us. We didn't know them. And even to the team, you had to be open. And I'm generally a very organized, timely person. So to be flexible was very challenging. And at the same time, everyone helped together to make it work. So I want to introduce myself. My name is Angie Condon. My husband is Bill. We have our son Jeffrey and daughter-in-law Maggie and granddaughter here. But we have 4 children, and we have 3 grandchildren. And you may ask me why I chose to go on this trip knowing it was Thanksgiving. And let me tell you, it was hard. And when you have a parent that constantly, I call my mom every day just to make sure everything's fine. And she's like, you know, you're ruining your Thanksgiving. You are going to have a miserable time. Your family isn't going to miss you. I don't get to have Thanksgiving with you, on and on, every day, leading up to this trip. And, you know, I don't try to share this to make someone feel bad, but I want you to understand, going into it, we had to think and pray about it because we knew that it affected other people. But I've always been missions-minded, and when I was young, I was able to go to France for, it was like a 6 to 8 week time frame and work on a missions team there. I've also been to Guatemala, and I've been to West Virginia, so when this came up, I've always wanted to go to NACA, and it's always been when our children have been running states, and we weren't going to miss a time frame in our lives where we were going to miss our children, so we've made our children important. But we didn't feel that missing Thanksgiving would put us out, and we did ask our children. They said, no, go ahead. Let's see where I am. When you work on a missions trip, you seem to always receive much more than you give, and I know those, when they spoke up here for NACA, said the same thing. You receive more. Our theme for this trip is blessed are the flexible, and why? Because not everything goes as planned or predicted. In Jamaica, there is Jamaican time. If you ask my close friends and family, like I said, I might not be the most flexible person, Jeffrey, and but I am very timely and organized, and there is a time and place for that. There is a time to be organized. There is a time, like on a team, if you have someone organized like Butch, and he had everything in a book, and make sure you have your passport, nobody was there without their passport. That was a blessing. Everyone was on time to get on the bus at 6 a.m. That was a blessing. Believe me when I say we gathered every morning for devotions, like Bill said. He did James, I think it was at the end of 2, beginning. And then this is what my takeoff from James was. Dear brother, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow, and don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. It focuses us on what God asks us to be in all situations. Even when a team member has a different direction or background, and each of us might have had a different person that might have come across. There might have been a team member that, you know, rubbed you the wrong way. You have that in your jobs. You have that in life. Someone is not going to always see the same thing that you see. Love and value them, and that's very important. Our church family is a blessing. I want to say that the team is awesome. Thank you. One situation, I'll just give you one situation that happened on our trip and showed me love conquers all. On our way to our job site, the road was crowded, and it's only a 2-lane road, no lines down the center, you're driving on the wrong side of the road, and the walkers and the pedestrians and the bicyclists did not have the right-of-way. They were on the road, but if a car swerved into your lane, oh well, you know, they weren't safe, and we didn't feel safe walking on the road either. But anyway, we were going to the job site, and we had a bicyclist, our bus, and a car, and the bicyclist ended up going into the ditch. In the end, we pulled off at the next corner at a roadside store, And about a minute later, the biker showed up, and he knocked on the bus driver's window. Knock, knock, knock. And he was not very happy. He actually probably had some words. And our bus driver, it was really interesting because he put in a CD. And the whole time, he only played Jamaican music. Chester. Oh, there's Chester. He was a very interesting man. So on, he only played Jamaican music the whole time, so I was unaware. All of a sudden, we're hearing Jesus Take the Wheel very loudly. And the bus driver proceeded to get off the bus, and he had words with the bicyclist. But what caught me at the end was they each hugged and went on their own way. And he came back on the bus, and he turned down the music, and he said, you know, he wasn't really mad that I was, you know, on the side of the road. He was upset that he got muddy. But in perspective, it was the love that they showed afterwards. And I wouldn't feel the same way here in America. If someone runs you off the road here and someone comes up knocking on your window, I wouldn't feel the same way. But that was a takeaway that I had, and there were so many other messages that I could share. So, Lane, it is you. And oh, and it's definitely worth going on a trip. Sorry.
Okay, you can tell the high achievers, they have notes, they have scripture, I have none. I will say this is my third time going, and each time is unique and different, but I was blessed because we had this team that was willing to step up at the last minute. It really wasn't much time before they were on board, and they came even to the point of Sydney, very, very last minute, and you don't know. You don't know what your team's going to be like when you go. You don't know if you're going to have any airport issues when you're, you know, taking gazillion books or tools, or because you get a suitcase and then you get a suitcase that has other things in it. And that always makes me a little nervous. But I will tell you, God was with us through this whole trip. No one left a passport. No one got really stopped in customs or any of that for any of their suitcases. Some might got a little frisked a little bit, but nothing major. When we get there, of course, we also have a whole other part of a team. We don't know people from other churches this particular trip because we were blended. We were three churches going together. And I knew most of them. But we all worked so well together, and we all got to know each other, and there were some game playing, as you saw, the cards and all of that. The other thing was by going back, I got to see the women that I'd already started relationships with and got to catch up with them, got my hugs, got to talk to them a little bit. And but they all jumped in. There was no slackers, no non-participants. As you can see with the pictures, it's rough. It's not easy work, and it was hot. That's why we have those wet cloths around our necks, because we're very hot. And the kids were amazing. They never stopped. They didn't whine. They didn't complain. They didn't not help. They just continued to work, and more work. What they were talking about, Penny, her job, and I called myself tool girl, and Penny was the water girl and picture girl. But Penny, if you see her in there, she's got white hair. It's hard to see pictures of her because she's always taking the pictures. But so when the team goes, they're getting stopped every, like, half hour, if not before. This team, we actually had to, it was so hot, we actually were doing it, like, every 15, 20 minutes. But we're throwing water bottles in their face. And I will tell you, the Hubbards are strong people because they weren't doing all the drinking, but they started drinking as the time went on. And I was, well, because I'm not flexible. I had to work on the flex. I'm adaptable, not flexible. And they'd be like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, water. You need some water. But anyway, yeah, I got pictures of them parasailing on our day off. I mean, there's just so much. You can't even, there's not enough time up here to tell it all. So anyway, it was a beautiful trip, and I was blessed to have our family up there with us. And yeah, they were flexible. Let's put it that way. All right. Oh, Caleb, hey, it's your turn. You got this. You got this.
Achievers, I'm telling you. Hi, my name is Caleb Hubbard, and I am 11 years old. This is my second work and witness trip. The first time I was 3, I went to Dominica. This time I was able to make a lot of great memories. I had a lot of favorite moments during this trip. I enjoyed working, even though it was hard work. One of my favorite jobs was using the jackhammer. I also like shoveling rocks and sand. Another favorite part was driving in the bus. I saw coconut and banana trees. I also saw different buildings, soldiers standing guard with machine guns. I also enjoyed our tour day. I got to go parasailing, snorkeling, and cliff jumping. It was another favorite part of the trip was when we had a church service on the porch of the house we were staying at. The people that came to the church service were really excited about being there. Next time we go to Jamaica, you should come too. It was a great experience getting to know all the team members. Mr. Shane's favorite songs to sing in the morning are Delta Dawn, Don't Rock the Jukebox, and Amazing Grace. Yeah, he was good. No. I also enjoyed getting to know the new people from Jamaica. Mr. Leon was always helpful. He makes a good chicken foot soup. The ladies in the kitchen took great care of us. Our bus driver, Mr. White, kept us safe on the roads and sang as we drove around. Anyone can help others serve God. No matter how old they are, you should consider coming next time we go. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kenny Hubbard, and I'm 13 years old. This is my first work and witness trip. It was also my first time flying and going to another country. I guess my dad, brother, and I look suspicious because they almost didn't let us in Jamaica. But that's another story. As we entered Jamaica, I began to notice that things were much different than I was used to. The driving was crazy, it was hot, there was coconut trees and half-built buildings everywhere. The house we stayed in was great, and Pastor and Miss Brown were really nice. Another first for me was the gecko that would show up on the bedroom wall. Traditionally, I don't go on vacation with a bunch of strangers, but being a part of this team was a lot of fun. We worked together, swam together, played games together, and worshiped together and glued together as a team. One of the biggest things I learned on this trip was important to be flexible. On work days, didn't always go as planned. Our street preaching was canceled due to the rain. And however, it all worked out as it was supposed to. My favorite part of the trip was seeing how much work our team accomplished. From the start of the trip to the end, we were able to make a ramp out of concrete and build a stage. We painted school desks and playground equipment and so much more. Thank you for supporting me through prayer and financial support. I hope that you will decide to say yes the next time we go on a work and witness trip.
Everybody, I'm Patrick Hubbard, and father of these two great guys here.
That's a working group.
Yes, sir, it is.
So working witness, I think I've been 7 trips and started 14 years ago in Panama, and I just fell in love after the first trip. And each one is different, but then each one is also somewhat the same. It's definitely blessed are the flexible, for they shall bend and not break. But this one was kind of different because this, while I've gone back to another country I've been to before, this was the first time I've gone back to a place where I'd worked before. In Jamaica, we had stayed at the same place that we had stayed 12 years ago. And then 12 years ago, we had worked on the Gammersfeld Center, which is right next door. And there's, they do eye care there through Mission of Sight, I believe, and it also serves as the district office So it was good to see that building accomplished and in use, because previously when we were working on it, it was just the second level and it was just brick and mortar and no use at that time. And all work and witness trips are a good way to get connected to the people that are on your team. I got to know more about all these guys, plus the others that we went, and they definitely got to know more about our family, mainly thanks to Caleb. But it was all good. And I would definitely encourage anyone who ever thinks about going on a work and witness trip just to go, especially if you have children. Take your children. They're never too young to do something. They can, even if Caleb, when he was 3 years old, it's a great way to connect with the locals is to have children on the trip, because they come to the children are just great gateway to form relationships. And as far as Kenny's thing about us coming into the country, we did get a tougher customs agent than anybody else, and she wanted to see our reservations for getting into the country. I have no reservations. I'm just part of a team, and we're just staying at this mission house for the church. Well, I need your reservations for where you're staying at. I'm like, I don't know what to say. So, and then we were like the last ones through, and I saw Butch still out there on the other side, and I said, if you want anything else, I got to go get him. And she says, okay, go get him. So we did get him. He came through, and then he was able to provide telephone numbers and other things that they satisfied that lady to let us through. But that was the first time we had an issue there for my travels. But it's just a good opportunity. And like fellow people at work, it's like, you're going to Jamaica? That's nice, middle of winter. But after the first day, the heat hitting you, sweating buckets of water, I would have traded 30-degree days any day. But except for the day we were out in the ocean, I wouldn't want to swim in that weather. But otherwise, yeah. Now, Sydney, you're not going to faint on us.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What was your favorite part?
Jumping off a cliff.
What'd you do while you were there? While I was working. Did you do anything with concrete?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I carried buckets.
Carried buckets. Did you do anything?
Yes, and I still have pain in my hair after I got a shower this morning. Yes, and my favorite dog was, her name was Rubella, and she was a puppy.
Can you put paint on my back?
Maybe.
Did you acquire an older sister?
No. I went in the river, and I was climbing over the trunk of the tree, and I fell, and Pastor Mark did not catch me. And that day, my mom trusted Pastor Mark, so she didn't go, but he totally still got hurt.
I got you up on the tree, and you jumped because there was a little crab on there.
That was the first day.
What did that mean?
I don't know. Oh, my favorite thing was probably the jerk chicken there. It was really spicy. Yes, the bus driver and the ladies in the kitchen all called me princess.
What was her name?
Deary, Peggy, and White.
There you go. White is the driver.
Yes. He was when I got out of the bus to go to the airport, he picked me up and hugged me. He squeezes you so tight. I played Uno Flip and Rummy, but I refused to play Color Smash even though it's my own game because last time I played it, I got my hand bruised. You. Yeah. I helped one girl with her like school assignment. That was only during lunch, and I had to watch them. And I had a really slow eater. Yeah, and I was the only one in the room with one little boy who was eating so slowly.
Yeah, two of the team members left her in the room alone with all the kids.
And
mom was her mom.
Yeah, it was the teachers in the class were my mom, me, Pastor Jared, and the real teacher, and they all left me in the lunchroom.
I left Pastor Jared in charge.
That was the first mistake.
Yeah, once Pastor Jared, that morning they just told us the rules not to go out anywhere alone, and Pastor Jared dragged me out in the road alone.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. My husband made me cry earlier. So this trip was amazing, and I encourage it to anyone, but to give a more personal, I guess, absolutely God-driven take on this. For those of you that don't know, I am in between jobs. I actually start my new job tomorrow. But I was informed a few months after starting a new job that that company was then shutting down, which left me without a job for a couple months this fall, until tomorrow. But what that did was give me the opportunity to invest all of my time into OCC. I've been a part of the team for a long time, but that allowed me to be there over 40 hours on National Collection Week to help. You know, Charlotte with her first time leading our drop-off, alone. Melissa, her first time leading this as the regional drop-off, and there was lots of activity and all kinds of stuff. To the point where I left this church, Shane and I left this church at 2:00 on Monday, only to return at 6:00 on Monday to leave for Jamaica. after having been here for over 40 hours doing OCC. And we get down there, and for those of you who don't know, the OCC boxes can sometimes take a long time to reach their destination. Customs holds them up, you know, different countries can have different rules. COVID played a part in things getting held up sometimes. And we, during our renovations of the church, discovered cartons of boxes 2 days after we just loaded semis full of boxes. And we spoke to Pastor Burke about it, who was the pastor leading that church, or Pastor Mark spoke to him, and he said, well, why don't you, give them out to a couple of the kids and tell them, hey, like, we're going to be giving these out on Sunday. Tell all your friends, and let's see if we can fill the church. So in God's glory, we were able to fill that church with children, fill it. Several of them gave their heart to Jesus that day. And we were able to give those boxes, participate with giving those boxes to those children. They just like lit up, all their eyes lit up, and they opened the boxes, and it was an amazing, amazing experience. I could never do again. Like, God is just, wow. There's all kinds of other fun stuff from Jamaica, but like, this is my story right here. and if you ever get to go on a trip, please do it, because he works. He will find you somewhere on that trip, and he will work in you, no matter where you are or what you're doing.
Amen. I got it now. Thank you. Shane looking out for me the whole time, you know. No, if you look at that picture, I won the photo finish on this bicycle race we had. But we walk up in the grill, and they had these two little bicycles, and both of us thinking the same thing. We need to race on those things. But you know, when you go on these trips, God, it's hard work. And there's challenges you don't expect. But there's also these blessings you don't expect. The blessings of finding these shoeboxes and being able to distribute them to the kids. The blessings of getting to know people that have lived a completely different life than you can ever even imagine. And going back to the same area, I get to go back and see people that I've met in previous trips. I actually got to meet some of the students that I had taught down there that are pastors when I was doing classes. And it's just like you pick back up where you were. And, you know, we go down there for a week, and you can wonder, well, does it really make a difference? Would we be better off just sending money down and letting them do the work? And you could do that, and others would say, well, why don't we just do things here in the States, because that needs to be done. And that's true, but there's something about going into another culture that kind of wakes you up a little bit. We get way more out of it than what we give. And going down there and working side by side, what we do, we send money. It takes money. It's about $10,000 a job to buy materials and pay locals to work. And then we work side by side with them. And we get to be the hands and feet of Jesus down there. And the community knows that we're not part of the community. They know we're missionaries. And we kind of stood out a little bit, if you know what I mean. But we got to be missionaries, not just to the people we were working with, but in the community. And people are looking and saying, you know, why are you doing this? Because we're the hands and feet of Jesus. We're joining our brothers and sisters and building this church, a place to worship, a place for the community to come together. So it's a neat opportunity. But just to give you an idea, the financial situation down there, workers on the job site with us, just the common workers, they made $18 to $20 a day. A day. That's about $5,200 a year. If they work 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and I've talked to guys down there, they hope to work about half of that. It's just not the work. And then from talking to some of the guys with COVID, everything bottomed out even more so they're not even working that much. The foreman got about $50 a day. That's about $13,000 a year. Minimum wage is $58.50 per week. That's about $3,000 a year if you're working all the time. A lot of the shops in the grill had shut down because of COVID because the tourists weren't coming in. I looked it up. Nurse practitioner, Lindsay, you can get a job down there at $23,000 a year. Pretty good deal. I mean, that's big money. A teacher's aide gets about $7,300 a year. A teacher gets about $15,000 a year. But in the midst of the poverty, there is joy. And I'm going to tell you, the cost of things in there, we went in the grocery store, the cost of things is as much as it is here, if not more. And they're making it off of that little bit that they make. So I just want you to think about a couple of things. One is, think about possibly going with us on a mission trip down there. And it doesn't all have to be hard construction, concrete work and all. It depends on what the team's made up of. Sometimes we split into two groups. One group does VBS and works over at the school, and another group is doing the construction stuff. Or one can paint, and another one does something that's harder. It just depends. If you've got a lot of people with medical background, we can have a medical team down there. We can put the team together, talk to Pastor Brown down there, and he can figure out where we would fit and what works best. But it's a great opportunity to go. But we don't go like, hey, we got all the answers for you and let us show you how it's done. We go and we learn. And we go and we grow. And then we come back and hopefully we got a different mindset. that we're realizing, if I can go down to Jamaica and share Christ with people down there, I can do the same thing with my neighbor. If I can go down there and help people that can't help themselves, I can do the same thing in my community. It just kind of wakes us up a little bit when we get out of that comfort place. See, when we're here, we kind of know how it all flows. We get there and everything's crazy. They drive on the opposite side of the road and are dodging potholes the whole time. They drive on whatever side of the road they want to, really. Gets you uncomfortable. But sometimes getting uncomfortable is good because it makes us rethink what God really wants to do in us and through us. And this team proved that God will take a bunch of people and he'll put you in the right place at the right time with the right gifts and do amazing things. And I'm going to tell you, these young people, Caleb and Kenny and Sydney or Lindsay or whatever I call her that day, I call her mom's name all the time. But the three of those, they worked, man. I mean, you would be proud. They weren't sitting around. I've seen having kids, and they just want to sit there, and they're bored. They don't have their phones and all that kind of. These kids worked, and they connected. You'd been proud of them. We can learn from them. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you that you sent us to Petersfield, Jamaica, that you allowed us to be your hands and feet, to go and share your love with the people there, to use the gifts you've given us to share with them. Lord, I pray for their church. I pray that this week, that those kids that showed up last week to get boxes will come back again to hear more about you. And that church will just grow in size, but also in influence in that community. Lord, I pray that the people we connected with down there will grow in you, and that they would remember that you called us to go down there so that they would know you better. Lord, I also pray that you would help us as a church to reach out into our own community as well. To be your hands and feet here, to share the good news here, to lift up those that are hurting here. Lord, continue to put it on our hearts, to make us uncomfortable where we are, so that we go where you want us to be. Lord, we love you, we praise you. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for a great mission trip. Thank you for this church body who has supported us in prayers and just coming alongside us during this time. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift all this up in Jesus' name. And everybody, all God's people say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies.
I will watch the darkness flee.
singing loud.